From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. Congress is taking a second look at the guidelines it hastily passed last year for trying detainees at places such as Guantanamo Bay. Just 3 of the nearly 400 detainees there have been brought to trial under the Military Commissions Act. Earlier this week, military judges threw out 2 of those cases. As NPR's David Weldon reports, other provisions in the law are also raising red flags.
The White House got the Military Commissions Act it wanted last year from a Republican-run Congress, and Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy has been pushing ever since to revise it. Democrats now run Congress, and Leahy chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says the military judges who dismissed the 2 Guantanamo cases Monday did the right thing because the defendants were not classified as unlawful enemy combatants, as the law requires.
I think this ruling is an example why we have to look at it again. It reflects the fact that the procedures they had are flawed, will continue to be flawed, and don't reflect on the best on the United States. We can do better. I think we will.
Indeed, legislation restoring the rights of those held to challenge their detention in civilian courts is set to be passed out of Leahy's committee tomorrow. At a recent hearing, ranking Judiciary Republican Arlen Specter called the absence of these habeas corpus guarantees atrocious and noted that his own push to restore them last year in the GOP-run Senate lost by only 3 votes.
I believe if we go back to the Senate and the House now, we will find a different view. I would be hopeful that if the issue reaches the president's desk, that he would sign it. But candidly, I doubt that. But I think we ought to put all the pressure that we can on this issue.
Helping keep that pressure on Congress is Human Rights Watch's top lobbyist, Tom Malinowski.
I think the chaos in Guantanamo, the administration's continuing failure to get a single trial underway after 5 years in Guantanamo, clearly strengthens the case that Senator Specter and Senator Leahy have been making, that the system needs to be overseen by the civilian courts.
But any moves to change the law will likely meet stiff resistance from strong allies of the White House, which saw no need for the legal guarantees others are calling for. One such ally is Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
No, I think the Military Commission Act is, so far as I know, operating the way it should.
Still, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid promises he'll bring up the legislation restoring detainees' habeas corpus rights on the Senate floor.
I think it's time that we take a look at a number of the things that this administration has done relating to what's happened at Abu Ghraib, what's happened in Guantanamo, and basically what they've done in their interrogation procedures.
Reid's likely to bring up the habeas corpus legislation as part of a larger defense policy bill the Senate's to consider later this month. Carl Levin is the Democrat who chairs the Armed Services Committee. He says that bill aims to fix other flaws in the Military Commissions Act.
Flaws including the denial of an attorney to a person who wants to contest the status of an enemy combatant, the inability of detainees to be certain that they'll be able to know any of the evidence against them. It can all be classified evidence. That represents a problem. The absence of a military judge to preside over the tribunal. The fact that even though firsthand evidence is available, that hearsay evidence can be used.
But Republican Senator John Warner, who helped write the detainee trial guidelines, urges caution.
I think before we leap to any conclusions, we should wait until such time as the review tribunal, the appellate review, takes place. As simple as that.
So far, just one detainee's case has been settled under the act. Australian David Hicks was sent home to serve a 9-month sentence. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.